Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Live I don't know the da da da
da da da da da da da.
We're the hottest show.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3,
everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Thank you all.
Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. That's what you call a professional. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, joined by Randy Vega.
What's up?
And Josh Randall.
What's going on?
And yeah, the audio sucks. Sorry, but you know what? We had to play the song because I love the song, and many people love the song. It's Tuesday.
We've been sleeping all day.
Yeah, we just all woke up.
Yeah.
What's up, Carlos? Sure. Carlos is always watching. Should be writing jokes and watching the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Carlos can keep him busy out there in the South Florida comedy scene. Speaking of the South Florida comedy scene, I am back from the World Series of Comedy main event in East St. Louis, Illinois.
How'd we do? How'd you do?
I didn't go through.
Damn it, Dougie.
Hold on. I'm going to get you on that mic.
Damn it.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
But I had a good set. Our show, everybody did really well. So, you know, sometimes you go to a show, one or two, but everybody just had a great set. The guy who I lost to won the whole thing.
Okay, what was his name?
I don't remember.
You think this man going to try to shout him out?
Roasted.
You think I give a shit?
Roasted. For real.
Very funny kid. You know, good material. And but from the South Florida comedy scene, now living in Santa Clarita, California, John Wynn won his evening and advanced to the top eight. And Matt Derndeck, now the Florida comic living in L.A. again, fucking had a great set. And he took his night and went to the top eight. And he advanced. Matt then continued. John didn't. He did great, did well. But Matt had one of those sets where everybody in South Florida knows Matt Derndeck, but he basically had 8 minutes to do.
Yep.
And I think he did about 3 minutes of jokes, of his jokes. And the rest was riffing on what just happened before him, and it fucking crushed.
He's fucking he's so good at that.
And
shit,
it was, you know what I mean. And everybody was just sitting there laughing their ass off. And he topped the guy who got through winning it, doing it on his show.
Yeah,
you know, some guy says I'm not going to win this thing. The Indian guy already went, got to come up twice.
Oh wow!
And there was two Indian guys, two different Indian guys, but he just
oh wow!
That guy got to go up twice. You know, that killed. And so Matt took second in the main event. Pretty impressive. Not without its controversy, but we'll probably talk about that. Speaking of that, by the way, I did interview John Wynn after he advanced. Conrad Brombrick, who's a comic out of Atlanta, very funny cat, who actually for the first time got to the top eight. Proud of him. And Jonathan Gregory, not the Jonathan Gregory you know from Miami, but the one from Arizona who's a bit of a fucking new.
He knows everyone's name in the top eight, but the guy that won.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
Dun, dun, dun. But these are my friends. Anyway, so good job to those guys for advancing. And good hang, though. It was like one of those things, like I put a video on my Facebook page of some guy getting taped up. Because he fell asleep at 4 in the morning all hanging
out. I saw that. That was funny. I saw the guy taped up.
Grown folks still doing dumb shit. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I did prepare this stuff. I did prepare all the stuff for where we're going to talk about this morning.
Nice.
The audio and everything. But what I didn't prepare very well was all my stories yet. I mean, I have them. But here's what we're going to do. Here's a new thing we're going to do on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Okay.
You know what? Again, with all the news that's out there, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to basically give the story, and you guys sitting here as the co-host, just kind of like come up with, take a minute, we can talk about the story, but that basically be able to come up with an idea or premise of a joke, like to write a joke, like to make a joke of the story. And, you know, maybe a little bit, I'll give you guys the headline, and then you can tell me, you know, take a few minutes. I won't expect you guys to be like fucking Robin Williams or, you know, just come up with shit. Sorry. God, like I just came up. Oh my God.
This is my ear too.
How great was that? I came up all
that. Is that the first subject? Like,
yeah.
When you fart out of your mouth.
Had not to throw up on a mic.
Mouth farts. Mouth farts.
I want to return this mic. What happened? I threw up on it.
Right. A bunch of green shit in it when I got it.
You guys come up with a little, you know, you can even do a parody, dude.
Okay, let's do it.
Boy band boy.
I'll sing a song. Done.
Right? So, I did talk. Congratulations, Matt Dirndack and John Wynn. I did that, right? Good.
Yep. Yes, sure did.
That was my whole topic I had written
down.
Who was first again? We don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's like, who's the guy who won first at American Idol? That guy with the gray hair who looked like he was 60.
Oh, my God. Was that guy? I don't know if he was 28 or 78.
Yeah, he looked like somebody's uncle.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
That was the weirdest
thing. What do you think Taylor Hicks is doing right now?
Nothing.
Applebee's.
Probably. Try this 2 for $20.
What would you do? Like, if you saw Taylor Hicks, you'd be like, Taylor Hicks? He's like, yeah, what's up,
yeah,
man?
I'm over here at Applebee's drinking dollar Long Islands because I'm broke.
He's the kind of guy you go up to. He's like managing a La Quinta. You know, and you go up, and you go, hey, man, weren't you Taylor Hicks? No, that ain't me, man.
No, not me.
If you guys want to see the real Taylor Hicks, he'll be in the venue hall performing tonight. Everybody in the hotel.
$8 a ticket.
Right.
That's what happens in these things, though. You know, it's amazing. You start saying, you know, the winning, the losing. Like, yeah. I just wanted to get to the weekend. You know, now you're just sitting around like a dope, you know, all week. I went up on Wednesday. So, but, it, you know, it's fun, whatever the fuck. You just want to do well. The key is you go there and you do well. Like, I'm just glad, like, some of the consoling I was given, you know, it was like, dude, you had a great set. Like, you know, like I thought you could have won. You know what I mean? I thought they could have pulled your name out of the hat.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that week, that night. And I'm like, you know, but you know, I was there. I didn't fuck up. You know, I actually represented. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, did you keep it a buck with anybody who ate a dick and they're like, hey, man, I should have been by. Were you like, hey, nah,
you ate a dick.
You trasher.
But it's also kind of like bizarre. Like, you're competing on like a subjective art. Like,
right.
And there's voting, like, you're funnier than him, which is in.
It's going to be.
Bias
per person,
in a
bias,
way,
yeah.
like comedy is subjective. Right. So like, oh, I didn't get, I got top eight. It's like, what does top eight mean? Yeah. In a,
be the same thing with
sounds
music.
Like a gay orgy.
Yeah,
it could be the same thing with anything. Yeah. It's a lot of biased shit.
You guys missed my joke. You didn't hear my joke. Top eight's like a gay orgy. Come on, pay attention.
Top eight's like it's a right. gay orgy.
I'm not about that gay life, Dougie. I know how you roll, bro, but it's cool.
Yeah, come on. I asked John Wynn.
Whoa.
Gave him a personal interview.
What happened?
No, we shared
you?
A room. Like, you know, like we shared a room. We're comics, we shared a room.
There's some
man.
Sort of sexual tension with a guy that won in Dougie. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not a sore loser.
No, I don't say sore loser, just sexual tension.
Did he too hard? Did he?
No, dude, don't even get nuts. Come on. I reached that. You talk about ecstasy and stuff. Trust me, I've had that moment in the fork in the road. I've had that moment. Guys have had that moment. If you've ever been in like multiple sex situations, yeah, you know, or like, you know, or to call them orgies, or two or three, two on one, threesomes, whatever the fuck, you know, you're gonna get tested. You know, you're gonna do I really want to go and open Pandora's box and jump down this hole, or am I gonna just be a man? I'm a man.
Dougie,
who I am.
What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about, Dougie?
You're talking about opening Pandora's box. Are you trying to tell us something, Dougie? I've never had a chance. I've never wanted to open that box.
All I'm saying.
I never felt that on ecstasy.
I've never done it, and I've never felt that way. Period.
Like, everyone gets kind of gay.
And he had ecstasy in a place where there was a rooster on the wall, okay?
Yeah. There's cock everywhere.
Everyone gets tested with dick on ecstasy. What?
Yeah, man, it's like dicks everywhere. I feel like a girl.
You did it once, okay?
I did it
for a couple of years straight.
Okay.
In South Beach every weekend. Started on Friday, got done Monday. It was
I don't think that's ecstasy. That's just almost gay.
No, it's not. It's real embarrassing when the guy from the boy band calls me gay.
I know.
I'm not gay. I just take the pills to hide it.
I sang the one dick in your gay song at the clubs. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
No, but what is it? Yeah, two dicks.
It's double gay. It's double
all
gay.
All right. Now you guys are going. You got so excited. I had to change your levels. Fucking blowing the sound up.
More gay subjects.
Yeah. I just try to be controversial. At any rate.
That's what you should label this episode.
Controversy.
Like,
controversy.
Dougie talks about his adventures in South Beach.
Yeah.
Right.
Doug gives a hint to the dark and questionable side. of his sexuality.
Dougie's short adventures.
That's a premium episode. You got to pay $4 for it, fucker.
Yeah.
Subscribe to my Patreon. You can see this.
That's what we're doing here. We're just trying to grab money.
Dougie talks about his lavishing times in South Beach.
Yeah. Any rate. But it was fun.
Smooth transition.
Who also competed in there from Florida? Gene Harding was there. Really? He actually went on I think it was Thursday night. And
you said Chris Lanigan was there too?
Yeah, Chris was there, and he didn't advance, nor did Gene Harding. So, and there's a lot of people, like, you know, that was the other comforting part about that whole thing, was you see other people that didn't advance too, and you know, sure, they're working, they're funny, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's only not only subjective being judged by comedy.
Yeah.
But each show is a different audience. Like, there was a moment, and I mentioned this about making decisions. You know, for my non-comedy listeners and viewers, you know, life's about making decisions, yeah. Right? You got to make a call. Sometimes you make adjustments. And sometimes you got to trust your intuition, and sometimes you say, it's fucking with me. I got to just stick to the plan.
Well, last time I was on the show, you talked about a competition where you kind of did an audible and you were pissed at yourself.
Exactly.
This one you just...
So this one I tried to stick to my guns, and I probably should have went with the audible.
No shit, really?
Yeah.
It happens, man. It happens.
The crowd was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. And then we're in Illinois, Ohio, you know what I mean, or Missouri, St. Louis, right under the arch. And I'm saying, you know what? Instead of telling my over 40 soccer bit, I'm going to just do my racism bit. Just funny, you know, and tell just simple jokes, you know, nothing too over, the, you know, just have them laughing and then do my closing bit.
Yeah.
And then rock it and close it. And,
yep.
Nah. Last time I called an audible, didn't work out well. This time, I'm going to stick to my gun. That's like when you're playing poker.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what? Somebody's bluffing me. I'm going to call them or I'm not going to call them.
Yeah.
And then you call them and then you eat it. The next time you're like,
you
I don't think I'm going to call anybody
laughing,
again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just, that's why people who are successful, people who are successful do that more successfully.
Making decisions.
Yeah.
Making better decisions.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and I would imagine when those people make the wrong decisions, successful people don't turn around and go, it was your fucking fault. You know what? It was you.
Yeah, because they get it.
Yeah.
They get it, but that's the thing too, comedy. We only get the experience and practice that night by night whenever we get on stage. It's not one of those things you can practice throughout the day at work when you have to do like...
No, I got you back down to subtle fucking Randy.
When it comes to feeling
ASMR. We're going to talk about South Beach.
It's the same. Dougie's intuition.
Start talking about gay sex. Randy took that mic and put it 100 feet away from him.
Right.
It's like, I'm not gay. Get away from me.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying you only get to practice that stuff night by night with comedy. Like, right, music, you can't... You got to be there in the moment.
I mean, I was always sharper when I'd come to the little dinky open mics, bring my keyboards, eight people there, and I would notice when it was the big crowd, I was sharp. And then when I wouldn't do the little open mics and I would do the bigger venues, I'd be like a little off, and I'm like, fuck, I need to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, those little mics, man, sometimes you got to just sometimes say, fuck the set, and let's just go talk to the crowd and get into it. And then they wake up, and then you're like, all right, now I can, you know, have fun because they're with it now, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's just weird making that call, man.
It is, man.
You know?
And it's a very... People don't understand how tough that call is to make sometimes on the spot.
The other thing was, nobody had flower at this festival. All the comics were smoking vape pens.
Really?
Yes.
It's so weird.
And I'm not smoking vape no more. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. It's fuck it. You know?
Mean.
Now people say, oh, it's only 100 people. Oh, it's only 800 people. Oh, it's... Oh, God damn.
Again, bro. God, it's in my ear. I can't run from it.
I think that's my body saying, get a vape pen.
Right.
People at home are like, I missed the vape pen.
People at home are like, what the fuck was that noise?
What is going on?
But yeah,
it's
no
mayhem.
Vape pens. Only 100 people.
Yeah. I'm done. You know, there's no way. There's a couple times I broke down because I was bored as fuck and depressed because I lost.
Which is natural, though. Like, we're all like,
yeah,
I want to have fun here.
I mean, that's a normal reaction.
Yeah.
Just no more vape pen. You know, I'm telling you, people, right? You don't smoke anything. Your voice is your.
Yeah.
You know, is your voice insured like a pianist?
I had vocal surgery 7 years ago.
Really?
I lost my voice.
Really?
I had a cyst, and it was a big thing, and the label was going all crazy. I was signed to.
The cyst was on his nuts.
It was completely it was herpes
unrelated to stuff.
No, but I they told me I actually didn't speak for 2 months after the surgery.
Sure.
That was the worst.
Is that kind of like the one
you couldn't speak at all?
I couldn't speak a word.
What's her name, that the chubby chick from England? Adele?
Oh,
Did she have something? Same shit like that.
I'll just side up, bro. You don't have an Adele voice. I'm sorry.
I will take that on the chin. 100%.
You got a male Adele voice.
You've heard him sing.
I have, yeah. He sings all the time.
For those of you who don't know, Josh, and you listen to the podcast, he's most recognizable, I would say, by the J.J. Wentworth.
That's true.
Commercials, yeah.
I did a
J.J. Wentworth, 877, whatever.
Call now.
Yeah. And we always get a tickle when we see it, you know?
I never realized that was him in there until just now.
Really?
Because I never really
watched
the whole
commercial. Stop smoking so much weed, Randy.
Dude, those commercials annoy me. I would just change the channel.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up. I picked up on it first, and I saw a skit of him on not a skit of him. He was on American Idol.
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know that guy. All right, cool. But I never...
Oh, J.J. Wentworth. That was like a fluke. We entered a contest, and then it became a national commercial. If we never signed those contracts, we would have made like bank.
Yeah, yeah. I heard there was something missing from that band. Is there anybody who you didn't recognize in there that you would think maybe would have been singing next to?
Oh, yeah, someone really close to him.
Yeah.
He's not. Oh, Elgin.
That's when he got kicked out of the band, too, right?
No. He was doing Wildin' Out. Because he wanted to do it, and he's like, damn it, I know you guys are going to win this contest. Yeah.
You think he's like, I'm glad they didn't get that? Because, in other words, and we all know Elgin's a sweetheart, right? He's not a fucking... I've never heard him say anything mean about anybody except a couple people, and I won't tell anybody unless you give me $50. But, in other words, if, let's say, you did make a deal on it, now you guys are banking on $1 million just because of the replays, right?
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't be bitter? I would be bitter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you think of like punching him or something? Like,
no, that would just be like
whooping his ass.
No, he was originally going to be in the bit, and then he couldn't scheduling wise. We were going to bring him down because it was like a competition, and like we won money, but on the scope of things, for it to be a national commercial was like pennies.
Now, you think a lot of people seen that commercial? Because I watched. It's not on a lot of financial channels that I watch. Obviously,
it was on ESPN for a while.
Yeah,
that was the funny. That's where I saw it, and I immediately changed the channel. Yeah. Like, ESPN is going to fucking hell because of this shit.
Randy's like, I ain't got no fucking annuity, bitch.
I mean, I've done so many other like commercials, TV, and I get most noticed for J.G. Wentworth.
That one,
and it's just
bouncing around. The guy's fucking J.G. Wentworth.
877 cash now.
Need my cash now. It's a fucking crazy commercial. And then the guy who... I can't talk about it anyway. It's too personal to my business career. But at any rate. So no more vape pens, everybody.
Made you want to stop, though? I think we talked about it the last time.
I'll tell you one word. It's just one... If any... Comedy is about keeping things simple, right? Chop it up. Make it... One word. You want to take a guess at that word? One word would just defines why I will never longer put a vape pen to my mouth unless I'm depressed about a comedy contest.
I don't know. Depression?
No.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy. No, it brings it back bad memory. Wheezing.
Oh.
Who the fuck is going to think about wheezing in one word?
Well, it feels like more than one word, right?
Yeah, it's like two syllables. Three, actually.
It's you're like on Wheel of Fortune, and you only got like one syllable on the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the worst when you're watching that shit, and the person only gets one letter, and they got like 13? They're like, fuck, all right, Amsterdam. It's like, wrong, you suck, you lost.
Sex swing. That's what I would be doing if I was on national TV.
Well, I'm in a pro... Because do you have indigestion? You keep burping?
Right now, it seems
I do. Okay, well, I have bad. I take Zantac every day, but it just came out on the news that Zantac gives you cancer. So, like, it's taking it off Walmart and everywhere.
Yeah. Well, thanks for...
I got to stop taking that shit. Then I'll eat tacos.
You eat Zantac? You eat them up?
Zantac's amazing.
Once in the blue.
Listen, even when it comes to the aspirin. Like, I've been dealing with this from being in a shitty... You know, these pillows in the hotel I was at weren't pillows. They were envelopes, okay? I'm all fucked up my neck again. I couldn't even barely cope with this shit. And my chiropractor, thank God, adjusts me up. And you don't see me all favoring it. You know, I'm being all right. You know what I mean? But I don't want to take aspirin. You know what I mean? My wife gave me some Aleve, you know what I mean, to help me a little bit. But other than that, I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want these pains. I don't want these remedies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need these remedies. So gas, like you asked me, ever take Zantac? I'm like, listen, I'm ever sitting there, you know. This one poor kid, the kid in the video who's being taped up on my video on my Facebook.
He didn't look like he cared when he was. He's just like, what?
He really looked like, I didn't know if he was going to pull out a gun and shoot somebody. He looked at, but he was sitting on a bench during the shows, like earlier, and I thought he was having a fucking heart attack. I look at him, he's sitting there holding this fucking thing like this. I'm like, dude, you're right. You're having a heart attack? No, I just got it. Real bad acid reflux, heartburn.
Shit sucks, man. It's one of the worst things to deal with, especially right when you're up, before you're about to go up. I had to deal with that shit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, I felt like I was dying on stage.
Nothing worse than feeling like shit before you go on stage. Like, you got to take a shit or you fall all of a sudden, you don't feel right, you know?
Yeah, no. You know, heartburn on stage in the middle of
the
your
boy
set,
band like, days. You ever have a day like that? You know, like, what's his name? Roger Daltrey had to cancel the show. He couldn't sing. He lost his voice in the middle of the show.
Who's Robert Daltrey?
Boy band kid. He's such
Robert
a boy band
Daltrey.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's the singer, lead singer of the band Who. The Who. You ever hear of The Who?
Okay. Okay. I've heard of The Who. Who are they? Owned. Yeah. Roasted. No. Well, I mean, of course, I had voice problems. That's why I had the surgery. But a lot of my problems vocally was always through, I have GERD, I guess, I got diagnosed with. So it's like the acid comes
just
up.
Got, yeah.
Makes me hoarse.
Sips. Yeah.
So I take Zantac, but now I got to find a supplement. Pepsin. I've just tried today.
How about a glass of milk?
I'm allergic to dairy. Never had milk or cheese in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. Highly allergic.
I can't
allergic.
Say that.
Yeah.
Extra cheese.
When's
please?
The last time you ate cheese, bro?
Last time I had cheese. Yeah. Shit, this morning.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon I had a chicken Philly.
Oh, that
over
sounds
at Wings Plus in Coral Springs.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I ever get diagnosed and I'm going to die in a couple of days, I'm just going to have pizza and milk and call
hold
it.
Hold on, you never had pizza either?
Never.
All right, so I got to get something.
Now wait a minute. This is interesting.
It's true.
How many people? Like,
that's funny why he's in such great shape, though. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, my diet is limited.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I wish I was sick.
All right.
You know? All right, so that's an old saying. Like, you ever lose a lot of weight when you get the flu or something?
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm sitting there like licking the water faucet. Water fountain, the public restroom. I just got to lose. That'd be a funny bit. Guy walks in, right? Have you sitting there going, what are you doing, dude? You're licking the, what are you just, I gotta lose weight. What?
It's a fast track.
I don't have time. I got a wrestling match. I'm not gonna wear a fucking garbage bag. I'm gonna lick the faucet and catch the flu and lose 80 pounds.
Lick the faucet and catch the flu. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to entertain. I still got 9 minutes till we get to this fucking new bit. all right. So no more vape pen. No, don't smoke it.
That
you
sucks,
know.
So you're going back
but
to
don't
old
eat.
School
never
ways?
Eat fucking pizza. Well, how many people you know? You know somebody? Can you name somebody that you know that doesn't that
I've
can't
had pizza without him, cheese, know, which is bread and sauce.
Sauce and shit. Yeah. Before him, I knew somebody who. Never
that's like
ate
having cake
before.
Without frosting, dude.
Sometimes I don't know, man. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes that frosting be too sweet, bro. Like I'm not really a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Birthday parties were always embarrassing because the mom would bring me like
3-4
like
slices
a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like here's the hot dog for, and everyone's like, why does he have a hot dog? And I'm like, it's complicated. I'm 10. Get away from me.
Leave me alone. Don't judge me.
Well, when everybody's eating pizza.
Yeah. They're like, why does Josh get a?
Look at Josh. Don't ever invite him to your pizza party.
I want
why?
A hot dog.
I don't know. He hates
you're
pizza. He's
a
dickhead.
Lunch at a short line party.
That's funny. But dude, that's. I mean, I can't. I don't know. Could you imagine what it's? I mean, not eating pizza. Like, I can think about, I like put myself
it's
on.
The one thing that I can't eat that I look at when people eat it, and I'm like, I want to eat that.
That
looks good.
Like, you can't even have it with a little bit of grated cheese.
No.
No cheese
you
at all.
You can't do, like, that vegan cheese or that fake shit?
Any derivative? Well, I mean, we've tried things like that before and end up in the hospital.
So now you need, like, Beyond Meat has a fake meat. Now you just need, like, Beyond Cheese.
Fake cheese.
I'm sure they've invented it. I haven't tried it yet. But I have an EpiPen. I just don't want to go through that.
That's what I tie in with seafood, though. Like, if I eat any seafood
seafood
touch anything
fuck
like
you
that,
up.
I'll fucking just
right
in the leg, dude.
That happens to me when I eat bad pussy.
Tapping on ecstasy.
I'm just trying to counterbalance
he's
that.
So sexual today.
I know. I just had to counterbalance the beginning of this, though.
This man came back with a hard-on. How's it taking care of
that
I just want to
let you know, guys. I never sucked a dick, but I ate a lot of pussy.
Funny.
Got a lump in my throat. Ask Mike Douglas.
He said he came back with a kink in his neck. I'm about to say.
Michael Douglas, you know, he got the throat cancer.
HPV or something.
So, yeah, because, and that was a bit, listen, I don't know if we ever talked about it. I don't want to gross anybody out, but that's it. That, you know, a lot of people don't even know what that is. You know what I mean? I can remember back to my single days where I was, let's just say I was on second or third base with this chick, and I was down there, and I was like, what the fuck? It felt like an armadillo. You know, it was like all bumpy, you know what I mean? It wasn't smooth and silky. It was like bumpy and ridgy, like a fucking basketball.
What does that have to do with HPV?
That's what HPV is on a chick.
It's bumpy. It's warts.
It's, well, yeah. it's some of these, here's the thing. Some of these chicks get like one or two, and you feel it. It's like, what was that? Did you get a popcorn kernel stuck in there?
So I feel like Dougie's had a couple girls be like, oh, it's just a couple ingrown hairs. Like, wait, what?
So what is that conversation? You're like, excuse me, let's just say her name is Laura. Laura, do you have HPV? Why? Because
I
read it on your vagina.
You have Braille on your vagina.
Yeah. I had found out about it, right? Because somebody mentioned it. Oh, man, you got to be, because, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, so, and then I you know, he's like, sometimes you see it's like a little thing, a little dot. But then there's the ones that get like these, the surface ones where like it's like a whole area of just like, you know what I mean? It's like a hard wart. It's like more like bumps.
You're I like, don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, never, yeah.
I'm just saying which kids you
every like, vagina I've looked at to this date has well, the very well,
listen,
clean.
Obviously, listen, in my endeavors, you know, like, listen, if
especially that crazy listen, orgy. Listen, is this what right? this is? Listen, if you get, is this how tight it is?
Listen, right? if you get into one of those, if you've gotten on three roller coasters in your life, you know, and I've been on a couple thousand.
One's a shitty wooden one.
I like how you just got to say, because you got a couple years, like I've had my fair share, okay, bro?
I know, but I'm just saying, but, you know, I got my numbers.
Well, see, what it is, though, I think back in the day when, like, you were younger versus my day when you were younger, it was a lot more dangerous for you because there was a lot more knowledge about it out there, so I get that.
Well, I just know that there was, that you mentioned what would happen. There was one time, and we're a little prelim,
a little warm up.
And I'm like, this is odd, you know. And then all of a sudden, my memory bank, by reading about this shit, I was like, oh, you know, this girl.
And she doesn't say it. She's like, hope he doesn't
yeah,
see
Yeah, she's
this.
Sitting there going, oh, keep going. And I'm like, and right there, there was like a, like the door shut.
You know, I mean, like, so you're already down there? What the fuck?
No. I was, my fingers, dummy. I'm not sitting there.
Dougie's like, no. Oh, let's go like.
You have very like your finger. Most guys would not even feel that.
I'm
like
fist bumping the shit out of you. Every time
I got
sensitive
fingers.
Every time I see Dougie,
I hope there's
bump.
Someone who has like knowledge of like a nurse or something watching this. Yeah, like, it's not what HPV is.
Yeah, right.
Turns out she has magic pussy.
Right. It's crazy.
If you would have banged her, you'd have been like fucking blessed with money.
That's crazy.
Holy shit! Yeah, how could I miss that?
I'm fist bumping.
I mean, every guy has thought he's got an STD before. That's hands down.
Well, I've had the drip once. I had a drip once. Yeah. It was actually funny because I was I was my brother still lived at home. I was just in high school, and he's like, and he goes, I go, hey Eddie, what does it mean when you got like a thing in your underwear? You know, it's like it looks like, you know, and he starts laughing. He goes, you got the fucking clap.
Well, that's the clap.
Yeah. You got gonorrhea, whatever the fuck it
gonorrhea,
was.
Gonorrhea, yeah.
Yeah.
The
so
clap. Is that what the clap is, gonorrhea?
You know, listen, I never really figured out the truth. like to me, the clap, to me.
That's just anything. It's like a general STD.
To me, the clap could be gonorrhea, syphilis, anything that makes your dick drip. You know what I mean? That's what I don't know.
Where does that nickname come from, though? Yeah.
Dick drip.
Clap.
Came through the,
right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's... Like your buddy's like, yeah, you got it one.
I just like, he's calling it dick drip. It's funny. Oh, you got that dick drip, bro? Like, that's funny
it's,
to me.
It's like, it's like a discharge.
Yeah,
you,
just you like, know. Oh, the dog got the dick drip. How you know? Yeah. Stained on the pants, bro. Like,
yeah.
All right.
My brother thought it was great because he figured he's not full of shit. He's getting laid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had cred with the brothers. My brothers.
I'm getting pussy, but you know, they gave me the shit. I'm still getting it, though. It's like, all right.
I paid $80 for it behind a dumpster.
Ecstasy.
No, I had, but I was like I said, my numbers, dude. You know, I had early numbers.
That's cool. I had early numbers too.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We had the college of freshman year. They doubled.
In first, size or the numbers of people?
No, dude, number of women. Dummy. Don't try to piss on my parade, Randy.
I'm not pissing on no one's parade.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like, you know, impressive.
This is all jokes. Yeah,
I get it. I'm just trying to be impressive with my ability as a
young
man.
I think we need to get edgy, though, and talk more about stuff like that. And
why not? Yeah. I'm opening up.
This is therapy. You're in a safe place,
Dougie.
Oddly
enough, no one's on Facebook watching anymore.
Safe place. Safe place.
Dougie's disgusting. He's talking
about... Yeah, for real. He's talking about herbs and shit.
He's talking about bumpy
vagina. My kids watch this thing.
On this episode of Dougie Omega, herpes, bumps... Gung, bruises, gung. And maybe guys.
Roll the intro beat. Dun, 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 dun.
Could you imagine if he made like CNN, like you stay in ecstasy makes you gay?
Yeah.
Yo, and just this little clip goes on there.
No, first of all.
Local comedian Dougie Almeida with Josh Randall and Randy Vega. We're seeing talking on the Dougie Almeida podcast when he said, ecstasy makes you gay.
Go on tour.
Yeah, right. It could make you gay. You get to those moments. No, listen, trust me. Many nights. Oh, the memories. All the girls. But here's the thing.
Okay, go ahead.
And I tell people about Pandora's box, and that's part of my new bit about threesomes. It's like, if you start doing all that kind of shit, and then you have to set back to reality. It's like any drug. Like any drug, you do it, and stuff. You're going to die, or you eventually quit. But the worst part about quitting is now all that shit was so great. Now you got to deal with regular life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now you got to be sit there with one girl. You know what I mean?
That's what porn does. Porn ruins everything.
Yeah.
It's just this unrealistic.
Porn's ruined a lot for people.
Yeah.
Right? The imagination.
That's crazy, dude.
Why can't I have a threesome?
I don't know.
Don't do it. And then the problem is you do it with your girl. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, you're making the lesbian women are all over her. You know, 'cause that's the thing. Trust me, lesbian women, they want to bring them over. I mean, you know, they want if a girl's like, bye, oh, you ain't going back to them. You know what I mean? Let's get you here for good. Jump ship already. Stop playing both teams.
Does that if you have a threesome with your girlfriend with the other girl, do you eventually get jealous if she wants to keep going? Like if she hooks up with that girl without you?
Well, first of all, that's not supposed to happen. Yeah. It doesn't happen without us. But eventually, that's the problem. Not everybody has a moral compass.
Yeah.
Especially if you're sitting there banging other people.
You gotta set rules and that kind of shit. Like I was messing around with you for a while too, and those were specific rules. Like whenever we'd fuck around, we're together for a while, but all right, so we fucked around and had fun with a girl. The only time any of us can have fun with the girl is if the other person's present, and that's it. And that was the only time we'd ever allow anything to happen. Because you got to have rules about
this. But like I said, now you're assuming a moral compass with people that are like pushing the lines of like taboo.
Doesn't that blur the lines though? Once you introduce into your relationship someone else,
that's the thing. There's always that person that can say, "Look, I never get hooked on anything," and then they do a line of coke.
It's sad.
Yeah, next thing you know, their wedding ring's gone, their Rolex is gone.
I had a nice car, but I sold it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You just go nuts. But, you know, you're sitting there like, what do I... Because that would happen. I'm like, oh, threesome, all these girls. And then now you're like, what? Now next thing you know, you got mannequins all around the house. You know? What's up with all the mannequins? Oh, I'm a big Home Alone fan. All right, I'm going to try to work this. It's that time. Let's see if it...
Let's do it.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
See, that's how it's supposed to sound.
At the end? Yeah.
At the end. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's cool. That's all right. We're learning.
Yeah.
First time.
Hey, right. All right, fellas, here's the game.
Let's do the news
straight from the headlines here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It isn't just me reading the news and stumbling over it because I'm losing my vision. I need glasses and I won't admit it. Now we're going to test the comics that are here as co-host to come up with a joke, and I may spend time on the story if it really matters. Here's the storyline. A flight in India was delayed.
Yes. Go ahead. The buzzing.
What's your answer?
I can't reach it.
Ecstasy.
Let me finish the question. A flight in India was delayed when a swarm of angry bees covered the cockpit window and attacked the staff who tried to remove them.
Seriously?
That sounds
amazing. A swarm of angry bees attacked the cockpit. What was their plane made out of? Tree branches and shit? Like, what the fuck?
Well, those bees were obviously flying on a Spirit airline.
Probably. It's 100% Spirit.
See, probably. There's a joke.
Somebody brought a honeycomb on the flight. Just let that bitch go loose.
Yeah, some fat guy had a bunch of honey in his
coffee. Is anyone allergic to peanuts and bees?
Yeah, for real. That's all we're serving in this flight, motherfuckers.
A domestic flight in India was delayed after a swarm of bees landed on the cockpit window and cannot be dispersed and then attacked the staff.
Landed on the cockpit window.
Yeah, like trying
to. And
like,
got in.
No, they didn't get in. And then they couldn't.
People from the outside probably trying to like spray them down or like that.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
They got fucked.
You spray them.
How you get How you get jumped by bees?
Wait, you never had a bee. I've been attacked by a bee swarm. Fucking around.
I've been attacked by them. So like that. I'm saying like in this situation, you guys see the bees. How do you allow them to fucking go batshit crazy on you?
It's like
call help. Just go get the fucking pros.
We got to get a beekeeper at that point because they come and scrape them off. This guy probably got a hose and started spraying them.
Would you rather fly Spirit?
Probably had a weak ass dream.
Get attacked by bees.
Get me flamethrower. What?
How's their water problem there? Are they good with water there? Because if not, it's a little bullshit ass stream. He's probably trying to like.
Well, I can remember as a kid, you know, they have a wasp nest hanging from your back porch, you know, and you're trying to sit there and enjoy the pool.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden you got these 18 wasps hanging there, you know, and the first mistake you make when you're going to take a wasp nest, you should just go to the Home Depot nowadays. This is back then before Home Depot. But now you just get one of those sprayers and just
nuke the fuck out of those motherfuckers.
Just sear them out. Just give them chemical warfare and watch them fall. But no, they didn't have that back in the day, so Dougie would get like a hose. You know what I mean? And then you think the water would just get them all and drown them. But, you know, of course, the first squirt misses a little bit, and when the first one flies at your face directly, you think, fuck!
Yeah.
And then now there's eight of them chasing you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good idea to get the, you know, spraying with the water. Staff from the Air India, which operated the flight, tried fruitlessly to remove the bees, but ultimately had to call in the fire brigade. They used a hose to blast the insects away.
No shit.
We need a real big hose.
We want hoses.
Probably have weak pressure.
The bees landed on the outside of the window just before the plane was due to take off. Motherfuckers. Trying to get somewhere.
So what did like in the airports like delayed due to bees?
Yeah, right?
What if the bees got into the plane? Those people were fucked.
Like snakes on a plane.
Yeah, snakes and bees on a plane.
Well, we are talking about an airplane, which is vacuum sealed.
Jeez.
Unlike a car, like they can get through. Remember I don't know if you ever seen remember the old TV show Killer Bees?
Yep.
Yeah, like I remember back in the 80s, you know, early 80s, they were saying, look, these killer bees are coming from South America and they're making their way into Texas, and then you watch these movies, they attack you like a shark in the street.
Yep.
And then you get in your car and you think you're safe. Next thing you know, I got to shut the air vents. And then they come in through the air vents, start eating you up in the car.
Oh, yeah. Then you're fucked.
Yeah. And that's what I can remember as a kid. I was a young kid. I used to be scared about, one, getting HPV. And
getting attacked by bees. That's just a normal thing.
Yeah. That's just a normal young childhood here in South Florida.
In America, yeah, it happens.
Maybe they were just trying to take a shorter route, get on the plane. They were tired of flying.
I'm telling you.
For real.
Their wings were tired. I got a good idea, guys.
We got to get a full lot of
We're going to take a fucking break or fuck our queen. Yeah. Let's impeach the queen. We're going to fucking jump in that airplane and fly with everybody else.
We're going to fly to Florida and we're going to relive that thing.
That's airport crazy. Staff.
Where are these bees from?
Yeah, I
don't know. Those are some weird bees, dude.
Very urban.
I don't know. Very urban bees.
We're going to get on this plane.
Hey, man.
Like,
hey, let's all hang out together. Let's get over that fucking window.
Y'all said spirit. Immediately, I went to my hood folks. That's I fly that shit. I don't.
Air staff tried to remove the bees from the window, but they became angry and started to attack them. Then they tried to use the plane's windscreen wipers, but the bees stayed put. Thousands of bees had landed on the window, blocking the pilot's vision.
What the fuck? How the fuck?
How big were these bees?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how many fucking bees were there? And was there somebody playing a trick
swarm,
on the flight
dude,
and
swarm.
Putting a fucking honey layer on top of the fucking airplane?
You've never seen a swarm of bees? Like
I
on
have,
something?
But
they
thousands
cover everything.
To cover the whole windshield. It's crazy. Like,
dude, we're talking.
Were they just flying around, just like mobbing and shit? Like, oh, we can take a break.
So airplane window, dude. It's not a fucking aquarium window.
That's true.
I mean, listen. All right. So that's the first story.
We nailed that.
You guys
that
did great.
So much comedy.
Yeah.
That
was great.
Oh, that's so funny.
So much to work with.
Sorry, everybody. I didn't even realize I was moving this. The things are going. Any rate, well, that's good. Woman swallows an engagement ring in sleep, thinking it was all a dream.
Go ahead, bro. You got it.
Swallows engagement ring, thinking it was all a dream. It was all a dream. All
right.
Well,
you want me to read it? You want me to?
What was husband was trying to be a perv?
I popped that sucker off, put it in my mouth, and swallowed it with a glass of water. Jenna Evans recalled of her sleepwalking blunder. You know anybody who sleepwalks?
No, I don't.
My brother used to sleepwalk.
Really?
Same one who laughed at me when I had the clap. He would get up, and he'd come home drunk. He'd get up. You'd hear him. He'd be like... and the three words would be audible. You can hear it, like, you know, I didn't take the car.
Maybe the ring was just shit and she wanted to prove that.
Yeah. It was a cubic zirconian.
Yeah.
A California woman who dreamed of swallowing her engagement ring says she woke up to discover it had actually happened, leaving her in the need of an emergency medical procedure. Just take a shit, sweetie.
Yeah, I'm going to say, how do you confirm you swallowed a ring?
Jenna Evans of San Diego was sleepwalking on Tuesday night when she said she swallowed a 2.4 carat diamond. It's about,
that's a big little.
Depending on the quality, it could be like 10, 12 grand.
Nice little chunk, yeah.
2.4? Well, yeah. It could be. Depends where they got it made. I mean,
yeah.
And the quality, right? The quality, cut, and clarity.
Probably.
Three C's? Yeah. I don't know. You ever bought it? You bought one engagement ring, right? You're engaged now?
I'm not engaged, but she gives me like pictures of rings, and I see how expensive they are.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
I have like 30 pictures of rings, but to me, I still don't even know what the one she wants. I'm like, a ring. It's a ring, right? A ring.
Next time she does the whole marriage thing, just recite her Jay Guy's joke about marriage.
What did he say?
I'll share it with you afterwards.
Okay.
All right. The only way to protect a ring from approaching bad guys was to swallow it. That's how she thought about in her dream. So I popped that sucker off, put it in my mouth, and swallowed it with a glass of water, Evans wrote. She said she started to come to realize what was she was doing, but then I assumed this was just a dream. You ever do that? Like you wake, sometimes you're in the middle of a dream and you're awake and you start controlling your dream like a dream master. Like, I know what's going on. And I think sometimes then it fucks you like, yeah, you're awake, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it pulls you.
It's also like bizarre. Like she didn't like choke or just down the hatch. Like
how small was that?
She must be used to swallowing things.
Oh, burned her.
There you go.
That's what burned her.
Woman swallows it. Obviously, she sucks a lot of dick. Now that's mean. That you do that on a late show. Okay. You know, on an early show, you know, you got to say
so that's 10 p.m. or later.
Yeah, at least 10:30.
She sucks a lot of dick.
Oh, he did it. But it's only 7 o'clock here.
Damn it!
She does a lot of.
You're getting banned.
Actions.
He's getting banned from the podcast.
Fuck.
Play your role.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, what was the thing? Woman swallows engagement ring in sleep, thinking it was all a dream. Her boyfriend said, thank God. It's about time. She swallowed something.
Right.
That's the joke.
I get it.
All right? You guys got to come up with one better. I'll play too.
I appreciate you. Thanks.
I'm going to stick with that. She was just making a statement that the
ring was shit.
The ring was shit.
Yeah. All right. I like mine. Yeah. We'll let the audience be judges.
We'll bring it back, though. The one audience.
Thank you.
There we go. Bring it back.
All right. Bruce Smirnoff. What's up, Mr. Smirnoff? Thanks for watching.
What's up, guy?
Jackie Knight. Thanks for watching. Thanks for having the boys.
Hi, Jackie.
I had some of South Florida's comics on Friday night last week. Thanks for...
The homies.
Yeah. Who was it? It was...
Casey Conley, Lala Rodriguez, and Nadeem.
And Nadeem. Awad.
All close friends.
Casey was not has not been on this show, but obviously,
yeah,
Nadeem has. Yeah. He was with you on the show,
yeah, a couple weeks ago.
You guys talked about how you kicked him out of the band.
We did. That was
9/11, bro. That was
that's exactly what happened. We sat him down, like, you know, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, it's over for you, bro.
Two altar boys were arrested for putting weed in the sensor burner. Now,
This feels sexual. I don't know why.
Well, you think it's like a retaliation to, you know, unfortunately, the things that have happened in the Catholic Church maybe, over the last decade or two or three or dozen century.
Tell the truth, priest. No.
crazy. Yeah. What started as a joke ended with the future of two altar boys from Spain, España. They were detained overnight after having surprised them putting weed in the sensor burner of the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. That's in España.
In hopes that the church was going to get, okay.
Yeah. Hey, can we have some more Jesus?
Yeah, that's honestly, to some pothead out there, they're like, yo, that dude's a fucking legend, bro. Trying to weed out the church, yeah.
And oddly enough, the services for next week are already sold out.
Imagine the priest that day. He's like, can I get another one of those holy breads? I'm starving right now.
So I say, pass more Jesus, please.
Yeah. Can I get some more of that holy wine?
I need some wine, yeah. Where else? That's what the church needs to get more followers. Just listen. The incense burner is going to be weed.
You can see the priest up there holding a glass like, wait your turn. I'm not done yet.
All right. Don't be sacrilegious now. I'm a believer.
I am too. You can still make fun of it.
I don't make fun of Jesus. Well, it's okay. I don't want to be sitting there in front of the pearly gates.
This is a really edgy episode.
Yeah. It is.
We have touched on very controversial subjects.
Yeah. I'm a man of faith. I'm a God-fearing man. It's like an expression, right?
Yeah, God-fearing man.
You have religion in your life at all? Or?
Yeah, I was not an altar boy, but I guess I was. I went to like a Lutheran church. Yeah. And went all through all that stuff as a kid.
Mm. You went confirmation?
Confirmation. That's what it was.
All that too.
Communion?
Communion.
Yeah. Can remember catechism class?
But at that age, it's almost like daycare. Like your mom drops you off, and you're not really realizing or appreciating anything.
Well, now it is. Back in the day, like that shit was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. there's also another place to meet chicks. You went to school, no? It was all boys where you're at?
There were some
pretty girls that you wouldn't get time. Like in my catechism classes, there was a few girls that were hot, but I never, like in school, you knew them in middle school and stuff, but you didn't really have that. But then you went to catechism class, and the girl you only see in the hallway now is sitting 4 feet from you. Not a bad moment to say, I can get into God.
It's not what you were there for, Dougie.
I know I had ulterior motives.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a God-fearing man, but I wanted to mess with that girl right there.
But I learned something, damn it. Yeah. The golden rule.
Walked in the church. My body moved a little bit.
What is that like? You're like 12, though, at that age, right? 12,
I think
13,
so. I remember
like
I was 11, in sixth
12,
grade.
Like
I think I was in sixth grade when I did communion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
And then confirmation was Or do I have this wrong? Communion was maybe elementary school or something.
Communion was, yeah. Yeah,
and then confirmation was like
sometime
middle school.
In the middle school.
Yeah, but 11, 12, you're not like really like trying to score with the girls. You like
speak for yourself, boy band.
Jesus. Yep. Sorry.
Another
in all due respect, I had three older brothers.
Okay.
So I had like a reputation to uphold.
I mean, I was into girls at that age, but I wasn't like trying to close deals.
Yeah, listen, I already had duct tape and fucking rope.
This guy. You? How about you?
No.
Oh, I mean, I lost my virginity at 14, so yeah, I was getting it then, but.
Mm-hmm. When'd you lose 14, your virginity?
17.
Mm, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
17.
20's a bad number.
Is that his mom on there following and listening? No. Okay, cool.
Who was it, son? Who was
mama,
it?
Mama, no, no.
It was
no
to my
your,
mom.
No, for your mama.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for lightning to strike us.
That one light pop. Like, all right, this is it. I'm done.
Yeah, no more Wake Up Late with Dougie show. What happened? No, nobody got hurt. Just Dougie's computer got blown up and he wanted to pay for a new one.
The feed went dead.
The sensor burner is used in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela to celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. Known worldwide, several assistants started that in this occasion. The holy precinct was suddenly covered in an odd smell. I never smelled that before. A couple people said, I have. It did not smell as always. It was a familiar smell, but I don't relate to anything. Following the mass, these altar boys were arrested by the police. Taken outside and beaten till their life's almost over. There
what
we go.
God dog.
After confirming that the strange smell was weed, it was a joke, man. That's what he said. But he probably said it in Spanish.
What if the person what if the person who smelled the weed and like I know what that smell is. What if it was actually really good weed? You think? What if it was cheap weed and they sold them out? What if it was good weed? They'd be like. Oh,
that's great.
Thank you, Hissel, for helping me. Right?
That's
crazy, man.
Well, good one, guys.
Like, if it was cheap,
we had fun with that.
We nailed that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're like 3 for 3, right?
I think so.
I'm
not keeping score. This isn't a contest.
Nailed it.
Like, you're trying to get off of this quick. He's like, I'm not trying to get struck by lightning.
Yeah. Here's a great one. I think you guys like this. An Italian chef arrested on drug charges. He claimed he was researching new flavors. Yeah, I call this one cocaine.
Oh, cocaine.
I call this one heroin.
Acid.
These are my mushrooms.
This is Alfredo a la coke.
This is my limpy dick.
It's crazy.
Covered in cocaine. Comes with a straw and strudel.
LSD.
The famous Sicilian chef claimed he was just researching new flavors. Yes, don't bug me. I'm a professional. When the Italian police arrested him, and confiscated all his weed and had a party. After finding cannabis in his home. Boy, everybody's getting high still. Carmelo Chiramonte had a pair of 6.5 foot tall marijuana plants and 35 ounces of Indian hemp.
Ooh.
Yeah, that goes good with chocolate. Inside the home of the village of Trascadene. At the foot of the Mount Etna near Catiana.
So he was arrested essentially for having drugs.
Right.
And he was just like, it is because I'm a chef.
Yeah, that's my herbs.
My herbs.
Yeah.
Strong cover up, man.
Right.
You can't do that with every job. You can't be like an accountant.
What are you doing with the cocaine? I'm just mixing it with Alfredo's, giving it a more kick for the pasta. You know,
you can't You can't be a carpenter. What are you doing with all this weed? Oh, well.
What are you using the garnish on top of it? Shoving up weed pieces.
The carpet. I hate myself.
Yeah. Police said they also found cannabis infused wine. Olives, coffee, and tuna inside his home. This guy's a fucking Tesla.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
The 50-year-old TV chef. He's a TV guy. Reportedly denied the charges, telling police was searching for a new idea as a prolific agro-food consultant for the Third Millennium Cuisine. Yeah, that's a good. That sounds good to me. Let him go. He's free. Just give me a bottle. Give me a few bottles of that shit. He has been released from police custody pending his trial, where everybody will be high.
I wonder how good that weed wine probably tasted.
Mm. You want to take a nap? It sounds great.
The whole thing interesting about these vape pen things, where edibles seem to be like the only safe way to really take it in until they come up with weed-infused beer. The beer industry is in dire need of survival.
Is that going to happen, probably?
You know, because beer industry has been suffering, because they got hit with all these fucking local breweries.
Yep.
And then now what's happening, people aren't, weed is getting legal all over the world. People smoke, drink beer when they smoke weed. You can just have a
yeah. For me, I don't smoke, but I do edibles.
Yeah,
and I'd rather do that than drink a beer.
Yeah, of course. And so can you imagine if you just drink a beer and have it in the beer?
Be amazing.
Right? Yeah. You don't have to worry about your voice and getting polyps in your fucking throat.
Damn it. He brought it back.
We're eating bad pussy.
Ecstasy.
Yes. Those days. Those good old days, damn it. Body of a woman found in Florida portable.
Do you
portable.
Know what HPV stands for? Hairy polyp vagina. Got him.
Burn.
Disgusting.
Bah, bah, bah.
That's a boner deflector. Body of a woman found in Florida portable potty or portable toilet that caught fire exploded, they said.
Wait, what?
It's on Fox Headline News. A body of a woman was discovered inside a portable toilet.
You know why? Her ass was on fire.
Yeah, she had some fucking Taco Bell.
For real. Where's this anti when you need it?
The toilet caught fire and exploded, and then it blew up.
Is this a commercial for the new Wendy's spicy
For real, like. What if that's like the rollout for the new Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich?
Light your ass on fire.
Yeah.
Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. It's so good, it kills people.
St. John's County, which is up there in that area of St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Said on Facebook, the authorities responded to the home of North Horseshoe Road in St. Augustine on a report of a porta potty fire, discovered the human remains inside.
God, that must have just been that's a shit show.
God damn, she must have been holding it for a while. They believe that the decedent was white, a white female. At the time, we have not received any messages from any missing. Could you imagine, out of all the places to die on a porta potty in St. Augustine?
John Doe from fucking, she died from taking a shit. All right.
Yeah, this guy died in an airplane crash in World War II, and this person, you know what I mean? This person died walking up Mount Everest. What happened to her?
So the porta potty caught on fire, and that's how she died. Exploded.
Yeah.
Neighbors said they heard a loud explosion around 7 a.m.
How the fuck did it explode, though, if she was just... Did somebody, like...
Trying to make meth?
Dump a body?
That's what it sounds like.
This is all her for you. You're like, what the fuck? Would you die on the toilet?
Probably if you fill up that whole thing with gas, would that be enough to cause it?
If you're in there for like 5 minutes trying to hold it, and you're like, you know what? Let me just light a cigarette and fucking.
Maybe.
Someone said, I was just sitting watching TV and I heard a loud explosion. Another neighbor said the investigators had to put on hazmat suits as they sifted through the shit for several hours.
It doesn't say that.
I said most of that. portlet blew up, so there's nothing left at all, one of the neighbors said.
No, that's crazy. Like, I feel bad. Like, if the way she really died is because she was taking a shit and then lit the match in there and blew up. The person has to complain that. I would just laugh and like, this is you? Fucking idiot. Like,
all I know is after a blow up, every fat guy in the neighborhood or surrounding area was considered a suspect. One cop officer says, in my 32 years of law enforcement, I've never seen one of these before. Sheriff's office detectives, along with the state fire marshal investigators, are investigating the death.
That's wild, dude. That's the worst thing I think could happen to a fat person dying on the toilet while taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Here's a story. Elvis lookalike steals fake vagina from NZ sex shop. Suspicious minds. It's my favorite Elvis songs. We can't go on together.
It's suspicious minds.
Stop asking me who called me, bitch.
I mean, talk about being incognito.
Yeah.
He's trying to be.
Hey, I'm going to take this pussy. Thank you very much.
A man bearing a strong resemblance to Elvis Presley has been accused of stealing a fake vagina.
So then he was obviously singing Jailhouse Rockin'.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, got him.
From a New Zealand sex shop, prompting a police investigation. The Elvis lookalike allegedly stole the prosthesis from the Peaches and Cream sex store in suburban Auckland.
Man, you got to be so horny to steal a vagina. Just jerk off and it'll go away.
Fleshlight. I need this right now.
Wow.
Somewhere there's a video right now on someone's camera of Elvis banging a big fake vagina.
You put the camera away.
Player. He was very energetic and erratic, going around the shop talking a lot.
Man.
He brought he bought a sex toy. The guy was in the shop, bought a sex toy called Like a Virgin up to the counter, but his card got declined. Elvis has got bad credit, everybody, and he's living in Australia.
he was like, his buddy's like, listen, man, you doing this whole Elvis thing, it's rock bottom. He's like, hold my beer. I'm going to sex shop.
I'm going to go buy me a pussy.
Wait a minute, before we go home, I got to go take care of something here,
General. Jam in the store. You're not going to let the king of rock and roll stealing it. Run, people.
Hey, Colonel, I got an urge. Hold on a second.
Can you imagine seeing an Elvis person running out of shit with a pocket was in his hand, like, start the car. Like, what the fuck?
Someone said Elvis-like characteristics included slicked back black hair, large sunglasses.
I love this guy.
Incongruously teamed with a high visibility vest, then ran out of the shop with the $100 item.
I mean,
and his toy. He didn't pay for the toy either. $62.
The smart thing is his name's not in this article. It's just this Elvis impersonation.
Yeah. What are you learning, kids? If you need to rob somebody.
It wasn't
alias.
Yeah. Have an alias. That's funny.
That's great. Like,
I was worried about this show, but it turned out really good.
Well, thanks, Dougie.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
It's nothing to do with you guys. It has to do with the fact that
don't worry about the show. You know,
I didn't know what I was going to talk about.
We covered everything from HPV to bumps on vaginas.
Ecstasy
makes you gay.
To Dougie reading Braille and plots. It's crazy, bro.
All right, so the fun stuff's over. The last part of the show is an interesting story. That is not a funny story, but a tragic story. In the way of what's going on, it has nothing to do. If you take away the age, the race, the creed, all that from the story, and you just stick to the aspect of what has happened in this situation, and it kind of gives you a good example of where we are today in society. A few days ago, if not, there was a story about a sixth grader, a girl who said that some bullies had beaten her up and cut her dreadlocks off.
Shit.
This was national news, and people are like, see, kids today, they're racist, all this kind of, everybody's ready to condemn and just blame and have answers for why this is happening, and you know what, this is what's going on, and then we find out now that the girl lied about the whole thing. Seems that the school has cameras where all this supposedly took care, so they're naming the kid Jussie Smollett-Little.
Oh, no shit.
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
Oh, my.
So now we have an epidemic of what is the Jussie Smollett incidents where people, whether it's for attention, right, or notoriety, and all become something when you're really not anything to become.
I mean, people just want to be famous now. Yeah. It's the whole social media.
A 12-year-old girl who accused three sixth-grade boys of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks has admitted to the school officials she had not been attacked and cut her own hair. That's what the family attorney wanted to say.
How would you like to be the three kids that were accused, like America's most hated?
I don't even know this bitch.
Amari Allen, a sixth grader at Emanuel Christian School in Springfield, Virginia, said three white classmates ambushed her on the playground last week and used scissors to cut off some of her dreadlocks. She and her family met with the school officials on Monday morning to apologize. You would hope. The girl maintains she has been the victim of bullying, always as justification of doing something completely wrong.
She doesn't
understand. This is the thing. I'm going to do something. Listen, if you are of faith, you believe in forgiveness. And I forgive the girl for what she did. But if she does it again, I no longer, you know.
Yep.
Now there has to
Can't cry wolf twice.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. She maintains she's been the victim of bullying, and the family is seeking counseling for the girl. I would hope.
Question is, was she really bullied, though? Or are they just doing this to, like, try to get the girl's mind right? Because if you're already doing that at a young age like that, trying to do these false stories so you can get some sort of attention.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's something wrong somewhere where it needs to be addressed within the family first. Like,
well, that's it. Yeah.
It all starts out.
There's
home.
An attention issue there that needs to be addressed. You know? I mean, let's face it, right? That's the first thing. I mean, you've never been a parent. I've never been a parent.
No.
I never had kids. I had parents. But you know, I had to worry about my parents leaving the house unexpectedly.
It's weird because the term bully has changed over the years. Like when we were growing up, bullies like someone who fucks with you, pushes
you.
Punch
them in their mouth.
But now with social media and like, you know, like
the reach is a whole new level.
It's such a different reach that kids experience these emotional bullies and shit like that.
You called me fat for 5 minutes. Oh, I'm so broke inside.
Here's the thing all these kids need to listen, as a parent, you know, again, I've never been a parent, but when you're dealing with this type of adversity, here's what I would have. Like it's almost as a comic.
Yeah.
If you're at a club, right? And everybody saw, like, the difference of bombing in a club right? Knowing you bombed and people making fun of the other guy versus bombing on video and it going
viral,
like some fucking clown videoing it when they're not supposed to.
Yeah, when you get your ass beat and no one sees it. And then after a couple of days, you forget about it. Now you get your ass beat all
world
over Facebook.
Star.
And then
people going back,
you're humiliated,
crazy,
you know?
But at the same time, no matter what the enormity of that aspect is, in a matter of a week to two to three, for the most part, it'll be forgotten.
Yeah.
Right? You just keep going, you know, and get it over with, and, you know, that's it. People take, you know, it's, oh, woe is me. Nobody knows how to deal with adversity anymore.
No.
Nobody can channel and, like, take it in and, you know, like I did when I lost this week at the World Series.
I think just people just don't know how to deal with adversity and just problems in general, period, anymore.
Yeah.
They're so used to being, like, babied and...
Yeah,
like,
always resolved. Yeah. There's always resolve. There's always, you get, don't worry, we'll fix it.
You're so used to being a victim or having people do the shit for them that you can't handle a problem on your own as a fucking adult. Even as a child, you should still be able to handle certain problems. Some kid bullied you or punched you in the face. Instead of punching him in the face, you know you're getting in trouble. Go tell the fucking teacher. Don't bottle that shit up and then
see,
wait
people,
and
like people say it's worse now. No, the bullying's never always been. It depends on where you were in life. Yeah. There's people that got bullied. You know, I remember there was this kid, Barry. They lived down my block. Everybody, the kid was a coward. You know, even I had a, when I was young, I would see the kid always go through this, and I felt bad. And being a martial arts guy in school, you know, I was like, I try to teach him a couple like how to fight and shit. This guy's never going to know how to fucking fight. You put your hands up, he falls down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, but then, you know, then you start protecting. One of the first fights I had in middle school was my buddy Richie Hershey. Played second, he was second chair, third chair trumpet. I was first.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're leaving, going, getting our fucking trumpets from band. This big, tall black kid, 6'1". His name was Wee. I remember. And he just without no reason or anything, just popped fucking Chris or Richie right in the fucking face. Like, just, like, bam, his books went flying and shit. And I go, what the? And he goes, you want some of this? And I just said, good, you should have tried me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I beat the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, it was like, for no reason. You know, you can't, I don't know. Bullying always exists. There's always, it's just natural. Kids are, you know.
It's always exists. The only thing I can say that is the why they, people say that it's worse now, which I agree and I kind of disagree because there's ways to go around it, is that the fact with social media and shit like that, if you're getting bullied at school and you have a Facebook or your kid, the other kid has a Facebook, they can reach you through social media and still keep the bullying going. And
turn your computer off, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm saying
you can block people easily.
Yeah, but these kids, social media in general, just like, isn't good for these kids' mental health.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Constantly comparing themselves to the other kids.
The only way they're
going to
save the world, and I said this on our show a few years ago, we got to close Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg was pissed because he mentioned today was recorded in a conference call or something. He says, if Elizabeth Warren wins, you know, it's going to be bad for Facebook. Anyway, speaking of Facebook and Facebook Live, we got to go. That's all we have time for on the Wake and Learn Dougie Show.
Yeah.
I want to thank Randy Vega for showing up today, filling in. And, of course, Josh Randall.
Hey!
Boy band fella.
Boy band
fella. See him on the J.J. Wentworth commercials.
That's right.
And singing at an open mic near you.
Yeah, that's right. That's all I do.
Working on his act. By the way, I'm excited. Me and Chris Priester, the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour, are going to be in Snappers in Palm Harbor, Florida, this Thursday through Saturday.
Nice.
It's going to be a fun gig. We're trying to bring all the races together with funny. And so go to that. Go to Dougie Almeida for more dates. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter and on Instagram. Look us up and be our fans. And donate. Go to our website at Podbean and donate. Dollar a month, follow, whatever you want. Randy?
You can catch me on all social media at Randy V Comedy, especially my YouTube. I do a vlog about my comedy journey and stuff. Got a show coming up tomorrow night if you guys want to check it out. And Delray at Level 2. I'll be with the Comedy Basement performing with Freddie Stebbins. First time performing with him. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, good dude.
Yeah, so I got that coming up. And yeah, that's it, man. Catch me on all social media. And also, if you guys like wrestling, you know, care if I plug it?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, you guys like wrestling and just talking shit in general, too, man. You guys catch me on my podcast, Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm the co-host. I just had Josh Rand on there, so good time, man.
Yeah.
And follow me at J Rand Official.
There you go, guys. We'll be back next week with an all new show with a surprise cast and an all new Straight from the Headlines. Until then, guys, take care. We'll see you next time.
Peace out.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting,
watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground.